Hello everyone, be blessed. Today I want to talk about sin, and I've been meaning to speak on this topic, but I just didn't feel like it was the necessary time or the right time for me to put it out. But as I see the world progressing and going into this place, it's like we're all kind of being taken into this world of sin. And the right, I'm not saying there is a right way to live, but from my own personal perspective, there is a right way to live, and it's kind of getting lost within the sin. My whole message is love, and to me, the opposing force of love is hate, darkness, sin, death. Then you have love, life, light. So, with that being said, for me, sin is not, it's inevitable. Everyone sins. Everyone goes through a place where they sin, you know? We're only human. No one's perfect. Even myself, I fall short of God's glory every single day of my life because I am human. My flesh sins on a daily basis. And, you know, it's kind of hard to deal with sin sometimes, but that is our job here on earth, to overcome sin and to praise God through it. There's a lot going on in the world, and there's different spirits that are kind of being loosened on this planet, and each spirit brings a different sin to deal with. I myself have been dealing with a suicidal spirit, which brings a sin of me just being ungrateful for life in general. And I've dealt with this spirit before in the past, and I've, you know, gotten the victory over this spirit. But now, as the Holy Ghost dove takes flight, the Holy Spirit leaves the earth, every time it takes flight, there are more and more spirits being loosened on this world, which means there's more and more sin happening. And people are more accepting of the sin than ever before. And this is kind of scary, honestly. I find it scary, one, because of the kids that are on this planet. They are growing up in an environment where sin is so okay that it's like it's blinding people. They're no longer seeing the right, the light in situations, and sin is becoming the normal. Now, I'm not judging anyone who, you know, sins, because we all sin and there's no judgment needed. However, I would like to explain the, I guess, repercussions of sin, and that is death. Every sin ultimately leads to death and hell. And I know there's a lot of people out there that do not believe in hell. I know there's a lot of people that do not believe in the devil. And I know there's a lot of people that don't believe in Jesus Christ or God. And I'm not here to preach to you and tell you that, you know, God is real. Yes, God is real for me. However, I'm only human, and there has been a time in my life where God did not seem real to me. God did manifest his life, well, manifest himself in my life. However, I understand that for certain people that hasn't happened. So it's hard for them to believe and, you know, cling on to the truth, which is the word of God. With that being said, sin is kind of a normal thing for them. They live a life without repentance. I myself have lived that life without repentance. And I've been meaning to share my college testimony. I've shared my dog story about being attacked by pit bulls and long time ago. But during my college, which I will put this testimony out there eventually, but during my college experience, I kind of got numb to sin. I was partaking in so many different things that I grew up knowing was the wrong thing to do. And by wrong, I mean, it just, if it goes against your spirit personally, and there's a voice in your head and in your heart telling you this is wrong, in other words, that's basically a sin that you're committing. And for people who aren't Christians, you still have a conscience, you still have an intuition, and you should always trust your intuition. But for those that are believers, you're very well aware that your intuition is the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit speaking to you. So growing up, I was very aware of a lot of sins, and I did my best to not, you know, sin as much, but I also was very quick to repent about my sins. But once I got to college, it was like a whole new world. Everything became, it was like I was able to get away or outside of this religious life that I was living my entire life. Mind you, I have been born into church, so that's all I knew. But I got into college and I started doing things that I knew weren't pleasing to the Lord. And as I continued to do things, I kind of built this like immunity to sin. Like I literally was doing it so much that it didn't bother me. I started doing it, for an example, I got very joined to smoking weed and it became an everyday thing for me. It was very hard. It was very hard for me to overcome. When I say overcome, I mean, I had gotten so dependent on weed that like everything else was just, didn't matter. I, as you know, from my dog testimony, I went into college in a very dark space where I was suffering from PTSD. I had social anxiety. I was not in a good space. And going into college, weed became my pick me up. It was the only thing that was getting me through school. You know, it really, I'm not saying it really helped me, but because I was so blind, because of my sin, I couldn't call on God to help me like I needed him to. And he did show up for me at the end of my college experience because I repented, because I came to him, because I humbled myself and really just, you know, gave him, surrendered to him and asked him to help me get through school. And when I bring this up to say, because although I asked God to help me during that time, I was still sinning. I would still find myself falling back into smoking weed. But the thing is, even though I was doing that, I was constantly asking God, you know, like, I know this is wrong and I don't mean to go against you and your kingdom. So I need you to help me. I need you to break this chain that is on me. And that's my point. Sin is like a chain. It's literal bondage. It's literal bondage. When you sin, that is a chain that's put on you. When you sin in multiple ways, those are different chains that are connected to you. You're being tied down. And every time you sin, it's like the devil pulls you closer to death and hell. Now, I don't really like talking about the topic of hell because for a lot of people, it's a dark subject. And I'm very aware of that. Trust me, I grew up with everyone telling me, you don't want to go to hell. And it used to scare the crap out of me. There was a time in my life where I was scared to read Revelations because I thought it was going to literally send me straight to hell. Like, it's hard to explain. But going on with this topic, sin is literal bondage. And every time you do something, you get closer and closer to death and hell. Now, let's talk about the flip side of it. Yes, although it's human nature to sin, we do have salvation, restoration through Jesus Christ. The Lord is here to save us anytime we need. And I myself, I need saving every single day of my life on this planet. I cannot make this up. I constantly have to pray. And if I don't, I find myself slipping back into sin. I'm not saying I slip back where I'm smoking because, you know, thank God I've gotten over that. But I do find myself slipping back to the point where, for me, where I'm at in my journey, there's just certain things that I know aren't pleasing to God. So I try not to do them. For example, this is just personal perspective, my personal journey. But for example, watching television is one of the things that I myself personally deem as a sin, just because I don't like to program myself with negative content. And there's a lot of fear throughout the television. There's a lot of negative subjects on the television. And so I steer away from that and try to look at, if I do watch TV, I try to look at more positive things or something that will help me grow and help my character grow, my spirit grow, you name it. But with that being said, when I'm in my flesh and I'm thinking purely out of my flesh and I'm sinning because I hadn't prayed or woke up on the right side of the bed that day, I'll watch a show that is very corrupting to my spirit. And I've been trying to get better. You know, this is just my personal perspective and journey that I'm sharing. But I'm trying to get better at listening to my intuition. And when something on the television bothers me, let's say there's a violent scene and someone literally gets stabbed. When it comes to television, I also say tell lies to your vision. But when it comes to television, our mind, our conscious mind and our subconscious mind, specifically the subconscious, cannot differentiate between make-believe and reality. So even though I know it's not real, my subconscious thinks everything that is happening in front of me is real. So if I see someone get stabbed on the TV, it's like I am desensitizing myself. Like I'm literally sitting there watching this happening, doing nothing about it. But that is just me sharing my personal, you know, just about the whole situation. So I've been trying not to watch as much television and corrupt my own spirit because I know that it affects me on a mental level. However, I'm only human, so I have found myself during quarantine watching a lot of shows that I don't really agree with out of pure boredom, just having nothing to do. You know, you can read a book, you can go on a walk, you can go on a hike, you can meditate, you can do a whole bunch of good, but eventually you're going to get so bored of doing everything that you deem is right, or personally that I deem was right, that I kind of slip back into my sinful nature, my fleshly nature. And God's been really talking to me and working with me to say that it's okay, that I am only human. And because of that nature, I need that in order to praise him for the good and the bad. For right now, God's thing with me is getting me to praise him during the good and the bad. So although I may, you know, slide into my sinful nature, I know personally that that just brings me closer to God, because then I have to run back to him faster than I did the last time or the time before that. So with that being said, the flip side of the sin is salvation, redemption. It brings you closer to Jesus Christ, who offers eternal life. And, you know, there's a lot going on in this world today, and it's been really frustrating me. It's been really frustrating me because I'm a big lover. I have a huge family. I have a lot of nieces and nephews. None of them are above the age of 15. So with that being said, quarantine is bothering me because I know what it's doing to my mental health, and I think about what it's doing to theirs. You know, it's a lot going on. My nephew came over recently, and he literally just stayed in the house and played video games for almost 2 days straight. And it just bothered me, because I'm like, quarantine is robbing your childhood. Technology is robbing your childhood. You know, I know for a lot of us out there, when we were younger, we went outside and we actually played. We had a good time with our friends. We didn't, you know, FaceTime our friends and that was literally how we interacted. No, we literally, you know, ran down the street and played tag and all types of stuff. Like me and my friends, we used to play Nerf and run around the forest playing superheroes, like, you know, just being kids. But nowadays technology is kind of taking over, and I've been really kind of battling with myself because I'm starting to feel, this is just my personal opinion, but I'm starting to feel like technology is the ultimate sin. And it's almost like this setup for failure. Like, you have a phone, and every time it rings, we're so quick to check it, or I know myself, I'm so quick to check it. So I've been trying to separate myself from, you know, this device, this ultimate sin. I also kind of view the phone as, you know, like the mark of the beast sometimes, or like a version of it. I'm not saying it's literally the mark, but it's like a version of it. It's like a pre-version to make people go crazy, blah, 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 blah. Don't want to go into there. Don't want you guys thinking I'm crazy. I'm crazy for Jesus. How about that? No, I'm just playing. But my whole point about this is just when it comes to sin, for those out there that, you know, are Christian, we really need to be repenting about as much as we can. You know, if we catch the sin, if we catch ourselves sinning, and sins can be a whole range of things. Like sinning can be cursing for someone, but sin varies on your perspective. And that's why I say this. For me, anything that is I deem as negative, I find as a sin. Now, I know that may rub somebody the wrong way, and that's completely okay. You know, I'm not telling you what sin is for you. That is for God to reveal to you, for whatever you want to read, and God to tell you this is a sin. But for me, God has revealed a lot of different things as sin in my life. And each one of those things is like a chain of bondage on me, and it's keeping me. And it's how the devil pulls me to death and hell quicker than I need to go. Now, I also believe about, you know, I do believe in a real hell and a real heaven. in a real new city, in a real new earth. I do believe that, yes. But I also believe in heaven and hell being a mindset. But that being said, when we are in sin, our mindset is in a hell-like reality. Everything just seems chaotic. Everything just seems to be going the wrong way. And me personally, when I am guilt-free, because one of the things of sin is it brings a whole bunch of guilt, a whole bunch of shame. And for those that are immune to it, I'm telling you, it's there. That guilt and shame is there. You're just ignoring it. Okay? That's not a diss or anything. Personally speaking, when I was smoking so much, and when I tell you, I was smoking like every single day, I would just ignore, you know, the little conscience in my head telling me that, you know, you don't feel guilty about what you're doing right now. Like, you know, it was there. It just, I was so deep into the sin that I was blind to the spirits that were around me, which is like shame, guilt, you name it. But with that being said, for me, my sin breaker is Jesus Christ. Me calling on the blood of Jesus Christ, me calling on Jesus Christ to save me, to literally for salvation, is what breaks my sin. And then he comes down, and the word of God is like a sword. So when you speak the word over your life, it comes down. Jesus comes down with the sword, the word of God, and cuts those chains and breaks those chains and loosens them and frees you, freeing you from shame, freeing you from guilt, freeing you from the sin. Now the thing is, when you pray about something, you have to believe that God has already set you free, because he literally has. And it's your duty from that point on to live a better life. Every single day, we're giving a chance here on this earth to get closer to God and to complete our soul's mission, which is ultimately getting to God, you know, getting to Jesus Christ. I don't mean getting to, like, you know, becoming a God. Now, that is a false lie by the devil. And if you don't believe me, please do your research on that, because the devil has done a couple big tricks in this world. One, convincing people that they can become a God. That's definitely one. Number two, pretending like he doesn't actually exist on this planet. That is the number two thing for sure, because the devil has pulled a couple big schemes, but that's definitely number two, is him convincing the world that he doesn't exist along with God. And that I've come across a lot of people, and, you know, they tell me, you know, God doesn't exist. And I understand that. And when I say I understand that, is because I've went through that period where it's hard walking by faith. It's hard literally walking by faith. But that also just means God has not manifested. Jesus Christ has not manifested himself into your reality because of multiple reasons. You have to understand, sin is a barrier between you and Jesus Christ. Now, with all that being said, you can cling on to your birthright, which is freedom, eternal life through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, you can receive eternal life. God is so good. He's given us this time on this earth to grow, to learn, and to heal. I'm very thankful for this time that I have, because I've went through a lot of phases in life, and I've mentioned this before, but every time I go through these different phases, I grow and learn and heal from them. And at the end of it all, I always thank God, because I know I'm just getting better. I want to give you guys a different perspective of the sin, because I know some people may be out there like, I'm always going to sin, I'll never not sin. And I understand that. But at the same time, just know everything that you go through, you are learning from, you're growing from it. And sin is bad, but at the same time, it's necessary for growth. Yes, we are spiritual beings having a temporary experience here on this planet. But as long as we're in the flesh, we will forever be bound to sin, because that is the nature of man. But at the same time, it's all lessons that we have to learn in order to grow spiritually, mentally, and even physically, honestly. Sin is bad. Yes, it is. But in God's eyes, it's necessary. And I say this because God did not create anything bad. Let's say that. Literally, he didn't create anything bad. It is all good. in the sight of God's eyes. And I can't speak for God, so I'm not doing that. But from what I know, that's what it is. Our mortal minds is what determines good and bad, because that's what we're here to do, in a sense. Like, we were born and we take things, or we take our lives, and we kind of, what do us humans do? We like to put things into categories. We like to put things into boxes. If it's not this, it's that. That's the mentality we have. But honestly, God doesn't have that. He doesn't think like us, and we don't think like him, but we are here to learn to think like Jesus Christ. We're here to learn to love like Jesus Christ. We're here to learn to grow and to be a blessing than a curse. And the whole topic of sin is everything the opposite of that. It is cursing. It is being a negative light here on this world, or a darkened light. Everything opposite of good. But the whole point of this all, the only reason I'm sharing this, is because ultimately death and hell is a result of all sin. That is the devil's sole plan: to steal, kill, and destroy the minds, souls, and spirits of every person on this planet. And I bring up this because it is my duty to spread love, but it's also my duty to warn people about the truth of this whole life thing. I know some people out there really don't believe, and you know, that's their own story, that's their own life. I can't do anything about that. That's not for them. But being a believer, for those out there that want to know more, you do have the right to know about this, which is why I'm sharing it. I can only speak for myself, of course, though. And again, I shared that my youth was full of a set way of thinking, where if I didn't do everything good, and I'm doing that in quotes, then I was automatically damned. And that's just not the truth. And when I say that, I'm meaning, if you have pure intentions here, if you are leading with love, and you fall and you mess up, that is 100% okay. God is not going to say, no, you're going straight to hell. No, he knows that. He knows we're human. He knows we fall short of his glory. And he still loves us. He's still cheering for us. He still wants us to grow and get better. And he knows that the only way for us to get better is for us to fall down. And sometimes we may have to fall down and get severely hurt before we realize we don't want to get hurt again. Sin is the ultimate cause of death. I know that sounds crazy, but it really is. Death spiritually and even naturally. I'm not gonna go too deep into all of this, though, of course. I want to keep it lighthearted, because I know I've spoke about a lot tonight or today, but I do really encourage anyone out there that is sinning to view that sin and ask God, what is he trying to get you to learn from this sin that you're dealing with? And again, sin could be anything. It could be anything to you, seriously. Again, it could be cursing to somebody. It could be, you know, lying for somebody. It could be a sexual sin, or a sin of gluttony, or, you know, any of the seven deadly sins. Sin is, it's a big range. Like, there's a lot to it. But ask God, what is he trying to get you to learn from whatever sin that you're dealing with? And trust me, I guarantee everyone that's listening to this is dealing with some type of sin in their life. It's minor, big, or small. It doesn't matter. It's all the same in God's eyes. But at the end of the day, it's our duty to learn and to grow from everything that we experience in this life. And our life is precious, which is why it's our duty to overcome sin and get victory over it, so that it can't overtake us. And I have so many non-believing friends, and I'm not saying any of them are going to hell. I pray that they don't. I really do. God forbid that ever happens to any of them, because I love my friends. I love everyone that I met in college. Their hearts One thing about me is I'm very much able to see past people's personas and their fronts. I can see a good person for a good person, but I can also see the heart that they have. And majority of the people that I met in school, they had beautiful hearts and really pure intentions, but they were blinded by all types of stuff. And I was one of those people, you know? And sometimes I'm not even a friend. I still am one of those people that can be blinded by sin because I'm human. But I cling on to God's word and I do my best to be very self-aware of my intentions and my sin, because I fall into sin again every day. I fall short of God's glory every single day that I am on this earth. But at the same time, I learn from everything that I fall short of. I have to. It's the only way you'll grow. It's the only way you'll get to the next step. Just like that ladder in our minds, that ladder in our lives, we have to keep going up. We have to keep ascending. We can't stay stuck. And that's exactly what the devil wants. He wants to keep you so chained down that you can no longer move on your journey. And I'm just here to remind you that it's time to move. I don't know when God's coming. I'm not going to tell you he's coming soon. I'm not going to tell you he's not coming soon. That's not my place. What I am saying is, though, it is your duty on this planet to grow as much as you can. Make it your mission to grow every single day. Make it your mission to love every single day. See, love covers the multitude of all sins. I think that's it. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's the scripture. It covers all, pretty much all sins. So if you're being loving, you're showing love, you are showing the love of God, then sin has to flee at that point. The more you do whatever sin you're partaking in, the more it takes a hold on you. It's like those chains get tighter and tighter every single time you decide to keep dabbling in whatever sin you are dabbling in. And the end goal of it all is death, and that's exactly what the devil wants. However, Jesus Christ wants you to make it. He wants to save you. He wants you to make it to the new city, to heaven. He wants you to be a part of eternity with him. And the only way you can do that is to repent for your sins. You have to repent. You have to. And a lot of people say, well, I can't repent. I'm too deep in the sin. No, you have to repent, because the deeper you go in the sin, the more it's harder for you to get away from the sin. The more you repent and ask God to help you get through it, and also to ask God to help you fight the sin, the more he will. But it all starts with you asking for repentance and coming to the God sincerely, coming to Jesus Christ sincerely, and asking him to help you through this battle. And that's all it is. Sin is a battle. Every time you have a different sin, and there's multiple sins, of course, you got the seven deadly sins, lust, gluttony, greed, you know. You have all these different sins, and each one is like a chain. And not all of us deal with various sins at one time, but some people do. And the more you start to break these chains, the more free you start to feel. And Jesus Christ is the one breaking those chains. His power and his love for us is what frees us from the bondage of Satan. And the only way we can keep being free and keep our freedom is by praising the Lord and asking him to forgive us for our sins, and asking him to work his will in us to turn away from the sin. I myself, using myself as an example, have dabbled in things that I'm not proud of, from smoking to drinking to partying, you name it, other things, of course, and they all taught me very, very valuable lessons. I once had arrogance against people who did those things because I didn't understand why until I did it myself, and then I got to understand that most people use these vices as a coping mechanism, a way to keep themselves happy or to keep themselves okay, or to kind of suppress the pain that they go through or have went through in their life. And me finally kind of learning that, it became so obvious why a lot of people in this world have addictions or battle with these certain sins. And Jesus Christ is who broke my sin.
He was the one who took those chains off of me. He freed me from those sins. And I know a lot of people may not believe this, but there was a point that I was smoking basically every single day for almost a year. I thought I was addicted to marijuana, and God delivered me within literally 2-3 months. I kid you not. Of course, I repented for the sins and I turned away from the sin and I let God work. It was very hard. There was nights that I thought I was going to mess up and slip back. But every single time I almost slipped back, I just reminded myself, is it worth it in the end? In the end, when eternity is at your doorstep, is the sin that you're partaking in, is it worth it? And I have to tell myself this constantly. Otherwise, I could slip back into those old sins. Our sinful nature is our old man, and there is an old man in our hearts. We have an old man and a new man in our hearts. Our new man is what God dwells in, what Jesus Christ dwells in, and Jesus Christ dwells within our heart. But the old man is ruled by the devil and its flesh, its sin. And a lot of us listen to our old men or our old man instead of listening to our new man. And for the new age people out there, that would be your lower self, higher self, your old man, new man. It's just different terms in the gospel, I guess you could say. But the more we start to listen to our new man, the more we are listening to God, the voice of God. We're listening to Jesus Christ. And some people may say, well, my new man doesn't talk to me. Well, he does. It's just you probably are so deep into your sin, you can't hear. And that's where the repentance and turning to God. See, it only takes the, was it faith of a mustard seed for God to work. When you turn to God in repentance and have faith that he can deliver you from whatever you're going through, he will. You just have to be patient and give and take the proper time to work on yourself. For myself, I had to kind of distract myself from the unholy desires that I had. When I wanted to smoke weed, I would do something. I would go on a hike. I would go on a run. I would read a book. I would do something to distract myself. And eventually I would forget that I even wanted to smoke weed. And that was my coping or my way of helping break the sin. But ultimately, in the end, it was God who took the desire from me completely. And every time we overcome sin, we get a trophy in heaven, or in the new city, or in the new heaven. And yes, some people are like, what, new heaven, new city? Just read the word of God, you'll know. But I say all of this to give everyone a little bit of encouragement that sin is just sin at the end of the day. If we choose to turn away from it, we will be blessed. The more we indulge in it, the more we die spiritually and naturally. So just be careful out there, y'all. Be safe and God bless.